Estate agents need to be very careful about talking up house prices, but Newtown and South Willesborough have lived with this derelict site for many years, so the area is bound to benefit from an enhanced visual impact. Rising house prices and rents are, of course, inevitable. With a development like this, it's big news, and the market will respond during normal times, and that often means rising house prices and rents. But I think the effect is likely to be felt across a much broader area than just Newtown and South Willesborough. Ashford doesn't have any significant employers. You have to look as far as Folkestone to firms like Saga for that, or historically Pfizer at Sandwich. The names associated with this redevelopment, Netflix, Apple TV, Amazon, are likely to bring a significant change to the area, and a change that's badly needed in Ashford. For far too long, it's been seen as a travel hub. It now needs to become a destination town, a place for people to spend time and enjoy lots of the fabulous new facilities that have been created. If it is successful in becoming as prosperous as we think it will be through the redevelopment of this scheme, then surely house prices will rise in normal times. Traditionally, Ashford has performed well. In recent years, it's performed above average when compared to comparable towns, but it's still far, far cheaper than traditional commuter towns like Sevenoaks or Guildford, the average house price being about half what it is in those areas. Our prediction is that with a significant redevelopment and major new employers like this, house prices will increase in the area and in the wider area too, certainly in the villages around Ashford, anywhere really that is commutable to the town, and that I think is significant. Coronavirus has frozen the market, it's frozen house prices. We're waiting for easing of restrictions before estate agents can become operational again, carrying out valuations and accompanied viewing appointments. The market will get going again, we think quite shortly. And when these film studios are operational, although we know the coronavirus is here to stay for some considerable time yet, we think that the housing market will have found a way around this problem, and prices will increase due to the pent-up demand. Buyers and sellers have been held up for weeks and weeks and weeks, and many of them are movers of necessity and must carry out their moves. But also, people need to move. They always need to move. And there is a great appetite in this country for moving home, and house prices tend to be driven by supply and demand. With a major development like this in Ashford, that is just the sort of demand generator that we need to see. Being priced out of the market is unlikely. Increasing house prices or increasing rents tend to happen very gradually over a period of time. Lower house prices, perhaps due to the busy nature of the site and overspill parking into local roads, is, I think, unlikely. These things tend to be foreseen these days, whether it be by the council, by the construction firms or the developers. Either adequate parking provisions will be made, or we may find that many employees at the site actually use public transport. After all, HS1 comes in just along the road. Town centre buses come in and out of the station frequently, all of which is very close by. I don't really see it's likely to be a problem.